It's Forces Radio BFBS. I'm now joined by the curator of the Op Banner Veterans Museum, which is back on the road again. Welcome to Colin McAfee. Colin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Back to its humble beginnings, Colin, I have to ask you, how did your incredible collection first of all come about?
It all happened probably about three years ago, Andy. And with my time of service, I'd always had an inkling of doing something along these lines. And when I sold my business, I had a little bit more time on my hands and decided to invest in bringing a collection together that veterans could enjoy. So it's been over a three-year period.
And a lot of patience, I'm sure, by all your family members.
Yes, and obviously I have to say that my good wife, if it wasn't for her absolute understanding, this may well never have come about.
Fantastic. Now, what would you say were some of your prize exhibits that are going to be on show this weekend?
Well, being ex-services, it has to be the weapons collection. There's a great collection of pistols and assault rifles and machine guns, so that has to be the top of the list.
Of course, lots of uniforms also on display from days gone by.
Yes, there. At any given time, whenever the exhibition's on, there can be between 30 and 40 dressed mannequins covering a wide range of regiments. And obviously, I have to say, by its nature and by its location, the greatest part of the display is taken up by the Ulster Defence Regiment. There's a great display of historical stuff on for them in particular.
Specifically on the UDR?
Specifically on the UDR. But Wonderful. We do cover everything as much as we can from all regiments, Irish Guards, Royal Green Jackets, Corps Signals, Paras, etc., etc.
How forthcoming are the public in general with donations to the exhibition? And maybe can you give me a few examples? Where somebody's come along and said, Colin, here you go, mate. And you've gone, wow, that's absolutely incredible. Thank you so much.
Yes, there are so many that I could mention. The ex-services people who have been involved throughout the period of Op Banner have been extremely generous. And obviously many of them, I'm sure, have spent many hours thinking, will I, won't I? And they have donated, generally in most occasions, their personal kit. And there's one particular uniform that I have that I just put onto a mannequin recently of Irish Guards. Colour sergeant, and the gentleman concerned donated his uniform, and it makes an absolutely fantastic visual display. So yeah. There are so many.
I was going to say, because obviously as a display it's great to be seen rather than sort of hidden away in somebody's attic.
Yes, and you've just actually touched on a good point, and this is muted by so many. They dig this stuff out of the attic that's been there for 20, 30 years, and they're absolutely delighted that they're getting an opportunity for their kit to be seen by so many other veterans and public.
Okay, Colin. Now, your Op Banner Museum has visited a number of locations across Northern Ireland, and of course we've visited a lot of them over the sort of past year or so. Obviously, some massive operations are moving all the kit about. You've got so much of it. Have you had any thoughts perhaps in the future about finding somewhere perhaps more permanent? What's the score there?
In the ideal world, the perfect scenario would be a permanent location. The problem is financing such an event. It's going to cost probably somewhere in the region of £100,000 a year to host a permanent setup. It's just not practical. So the idea is to have it two or three times a year, get it to as many areas as possible, and let as many people enjoy it in different areas. There's obviously a cost to that, and there's a serious logistic to it. And I would have to say, obviously, at this time, without the volunteers that I have, they are absolutely awesome people. Brilliant. Without those people putting their heart and souls into it, these exhibitions wouldn't happen.
And the good news is these exhibitions will continue.
They will continue. Obviously, I have a business to run. It's an awful lot of work involved in it. It's a big amount of work. And I'm looking just to see, looking into the next year or two, how many times I can set it up. But at very, very least, it'll be once a year.
The Op Banner Museum is open this weekend at the Lisbon Civic Centre from the 14th to and including Sunday the 16th. If you want the opening times, just check out our BFBS Northern Ireland Facebook page. Colin, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure, and thank you kindly for your time.